Welcome, everybody, to the health show that knows Health Talk Radio, brought to you by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, only on KFAR 660 AM, broadcasting to Fairbanks and beyond. So sit back, relax, and prevent a heart attack. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper, your guide to better health.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. I'm Dr. Scott Looper, and I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. Our guest today is Dr. Bill McAfee. Dr. McAfee is a chiropractic physician who works with us at the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. And today we're going to talk about regenerative medicine. Dr. McAfee, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
So making new stuff type medicine, what is that actually? Tell me about it.
Well, it's the idea that the body can heal itself and that we can use different methods to stimulate the body to accomplish this task. Instead of going in and having that shoulder replaced, which there is a time and a place when that's absolutely necessary, but frequently we can stimulate the body's healing, causing the body to regenerate. And that is what regenerative medicine is all about.
Now, that's interesting, because so often when people have intractable problems, the solution is to actually get it cut out and a new one to be put in, or bits and pieces of it cut out. People have a meniscus removed, or they have cartilage trimmed, or they have things ground down and polished and put back together again. And, you know, just really the normal way to do it. So what you're doing is growing new stuff? How's that even possible?
Yeah, well, the body's fantastic. It's programmed to do this all on its own. It's been doing it for many, many generations before we had surgeons cutting away on us. And, you know, I really feel like it's important to let people know I'm not against surgery. There's a time and a place when surgery is the answer. But very, very frequently, the amount of pain that we're experiencing will drive us towards seeking a solution. And oftentimes, if you find the right person, they're going to want to talk about doing surgery. It's what they do. They're experts at it. And their philosophy is, I can get in there and clean it up, and it'll be better for the person. And generally, when you do that, it is better after the surgery. But the problem lies in the fact that, as you mentioned, they're removing parts of the body that are really necessary for normal function. And the body does a pretty good job of getting by without that half of a meniscus. But we all know that that's setting the person up for future degenerative changes in their knee. The doctor is forestalling the eventual outcome of knee replacement, those sorts of things. The elegance of regenerative medicine, and I might mention that many of the orthopedic doctors are using this technique. It's not something that is chiropractic. It's mainstream medicine now. It's being used by every branch.
That's true. It's true. Dr. McAfee, I know this. I've been following the story, actually.
Yeah. And so the elegance of this system is really that the body has the program. In our DNA, in our RNA, it's written in our code how to regenerate. We simply need to tell our body it needs to accomplish the task. So here's really the situation. I injure myself. It hurts. It's inflamed. It's sore. So what is conventional wisdom? Suppress the inflammation. Suppress the pain. While that gives you relief, it also turns off your body's immune system. No pain, no inflammation, no signal to your body that there's a problem. And yet you're left with a deficit, perhaps a slightly torn rotator cuff muscle, perhaps a meniscus that's slightly torn, and we suppress the healing response. We miss that initial window when the body has its release of chemicals from the injury that signals the body that repair is necessary.
Okay, I want to interrupt here a little bit, because this is a super key issue. What you're talking about is inflammation, and inflammation hurts. Inflammation is the reason why we have redness and swelling and pain and the whole kit and caboodle. And what we've been taught so much on TV and just conversations with people is inflammation is bad. What you need to do is ice it. What you need to do is rest it. What you need to do is elevate it. What you need to do is minimize that inflammation, and you'll improve your outcome, which is not always true. That's the bottom line here. Inflammation, we need inflammation. It turns out to help us. Now, I'm sorry to say, it does hurt. But it turns out if it's done correctly, you actually get healing, real healing.
That's right.
And people know this by instinct anyways. You sprain your ankle, it swells, it hurts, it's painful. And then given time, it will heal back. It'll come back. I mean, you can ice it immediately. It helps a little bit. But at some point, you got to quit icing the dang thing so that it can actually heal. And when it heals, what'll happen is it'll thicken the connective tissues. If it's done correctly, you'll have a better ankle, a stronger ankle due to the injury and the body's response to that injury.
I do find that to be kind of the case, depending on the degree of the disruption. You know, the only thing we put a caveat on that is if the ligament is damaged severely, there's a good chance that the normal 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks of inflammation that we go through may not be enough to heal it up. So many people that play basketball or are involved in some athletic event where they've had repetitive injury to a ligament find that no matter what they've done, that ligament appears to be lax. The ankle rolls easily. This is the same for a shoulder, an ankle, wrist. Doesn't matter what joint we're talking about. They're all ligamentous, and they all depend on ligaments for stability. If we disrupt that stability by damaging the ligament, and then it goes through its natural healing phase, whether it reaches complete healing or it reaches a partial healing, and then we re-injure it, there's a good chance you're going to wind up with a deficit. And that's where regenerative medicine really starts to take center stage. It is a way to turn that fire back on, to tell the body, hey, this is an injured joint. Because just because your joint is painful does not necessarily mean that your body is paying attention to it in a immunology sort of way to where it's bringing all of its cells to attack the joint, to clean it up, to rebuild it. That may not be happening just because it's painful. Inflammation, again, becomes key to that. You need the inflammation because that is the chemical signaling, the pathway that tells the body that repair is necessary.
So how do you know when someone needs inflammation and when someone has too much inflammation?
Well, too much inflammation is generally due to some sort of a chronic condition that may be, you know, a autoimmune disease, something like that. Injury generally is not going to lead to too much inflammation until the point, and this is interesting, when the joint degenerates too far, which will happen, and the bone changes shape, the morphology of the joint changes, now you have a situation where the joint itself is disrupting itself, physically, structurally disrupting the tissues of the joint. That's going to be injuring. And that situation, if it progresses to that point, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes surgery is actually the answer.
At that point, you get extra bone deposition. You get lipping of the joint where the bone grows bigger than it should. And a lot of times you could see that in people's joints because they're large, they're hard, they get weird nodules on them, those kinds of folks, right?
Certainly.
And in those situations, in that case, you need to pare it back or replace the joint. But that was a relatively uncommon. Most people have pain, but it doesn't look like a mess. It just feels like a mess, right?
That's right. Unstable joints are inherently painful. And interesting research that's been done is teaching us that pain can lead to buttressing, calcium deposit, and the body's attempt to fuse a joint because the body's seeking to stop the pain. The pain signal can actually tell the body the joint is so unstable that it needs to be fused. They did an experiment with mice where they put a electrode in a knee joint, healthy knee joints on both mice. They put electrodes in both mice. They stimulated one group of mice with electricity, creating pain in the knee, and the other not. And the mice that were stimulated with the painful electrical stimulation, joints fused very quickly. The other mice had no long-lasting outcome from having the needle inserted in their knee. So pain appears to cause degeneration as much as degeneration causes pain. So it's an interesting, before or after chicken and the egg sort of a discussion. But we don't like to have pain for a long term because that is a signal for the body to try to fuse up the joint, stabilize the joint.
Okay, so the next question, let's hold off a bit. We got to do a break, but then I'm just let get the listeners get a preview of the next question. It's just going to be, well, how do you do that? How do you actually get the body to regenerate? That is the question that I'm more than anything else in the whole show, that's what I want to know. So we'll come back here with more Health Talk in a moment.
Don't you dare touch that dial. More Health Talk will be back in a moment. Do you get headaches? Do you have pain? Well, look no further than licensed acupuncturist Matt Priebe. Matt is new to the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine and looking to fill up his schedule, but that won't be for long because Matt Priebe is the real deal. So call the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine at 907-452-3600 and schedule your appointment today. Welcome back to the conversation here on Health Talk Radio, presented by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper. Welcome back to Health Talk. We're here with Dr. Bill McAfee, and we're talking about regenerative medicine. And let me kind of summarize this. People just joined us. What we're talking about really is rebuilding tissues, connective tissues mostly, but rebuilding tissues, getting them stronger, getting them thicker, getting them to where they're functionally working, which is very different from what most doctors do. What most doctors do, and they end up going and cutting stuff away or cleaning stuff up or replacing the tissues that aren't functioning with something that, you know, works better, but it's made out of titanium or stainless steel. So, Bill, the question I have is, how do you do this? I mean, this it's like, it'd be fabulous if you could literally regrow something, but, I mean, If it's so easy, how come we're not doing it all the time? Mm-hmm. This should be the thing that we do first and foremost.
Yep. Well, it's rapidly becoming the case that they are doing it first and foremost. You can find many providers in town, medical providers that are now offering prolotherapy, stem cell therapy. These concepts are the way that we turn on the healing response in the body. And the way we do it is we use either irritating solutions, dextrose, which is a sugar water solution that can, while it has no harmful effects to the body, it can cause microscopic trauma because of the osmotic weight of the dextrose. The heavy thickness of the fluid causes some
it's
cells.
Irritating is what it is. It's not poison. It's sugar water.
It causes some cells.
Concentrated
to break.
Sugar water turns out to be irritating to our tissues.
And it does cause some cells to break. And when the cells break, they release their chemicals from inside that are the messengers to the body that there is damage, that we need to have healing. And the body doesn't know when we do this that we haven't created a large injury. We're creating a lot of inflammation, but not much of an injury. So the body comes on with the full cavalry and goes for a big heal. And we do this in waves, typically. We'll do a treatment, and then we'll wait 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and then we'll repeat. We allow the inflammation to build and then to decline as the body remodels the tissue and matures it. We fire it up again, and it does this and lays down layers and layers of cells, thickening and strengthening the tissue. And I have to say, the nice part about this is the doctor doesn't have to be the genius that knows exactly every little bit of this cellular matrix and how it's going to work, because the body is so finely programmed to do this on its own. You just have to flip the light switch and let the machine do
it. Yeah, you just answered my next question, which is how do you do it? How do you know it's going to be done correctly? The answer is you do the injection, and then you have people move around. They literally use the joint, and the body in its own wisdom knows where to lay it down and knows where to leave it off.
And it doesn't make it too tight, and it doesn't make it too loose. The stress forces across the joint as you move and have light exercise, we continue to allow you to be mobile unless we're using stem cells. If we're using prolotherapy with some of the irritating solutions, you continue on with your daily activities. And the body uses those forces to direct it and how tight it's going to be. And it's sort of a way that the body can figure out the dynamic use of the joint and exactly how to make it right, which is a big advantage over surgery, where an excellent surgeon can figure tension and he'll tighten your rotator cuff. But, you know, it's very difficult to get it exactly right when you're stitching two ends of something that you've cut off together. God bless the surgeons. And, you know, I would go get surgery. Again, I don't want to come across as somebody that's saying there should be no surgery. It's all prolo all the time, because it's not. But prolotherapy is the answer for a large amount of people and can save you from having surgery, having replacements, if you get it done in a timely manner.
Yeah, surgery's tricky. It's hard to get it exactly right. Again, God bless those surgeons. Some of them are brilliant at how well they do the surgery. I've had many patients get hip replacements or knee replacements, and that was absolutely the right move, and it was the best thing ever. But there's so many people who aren't at that point. And the surgeons say, no, you need to keep your knee. It needs to get worse because we need to postpone this as long as possible. Because once we do the surgery, now the clock starts to tick because that joint's going to wear out eventually. We don't want to do this thing when you're 35. We'd rather wait till you're 55 or 75 even if we could do the treatment, right? So what do you do in the meantime? If people are candidate for regrowing their tissue, then that's the way to do it.
Yes, I have found it to be the case that many people who are actually scheduled for surgery, and doctors make their decisions based on a lot of things. It's not just how the joint appears. I've seen many joints that look terrible but function very well. And I've seen some joints that look pretty good, but the patient is totally disabled by it, and they're in pain, they can't sleep. And so the doctor's left with very little choice. What are you going to do? You know, opioid medicine, which we all know the disastrous outcome of those sort of things, or are you going to go in and operate and try to help the person have some quality of life? Here is another way, and this is why many orthopedic doctors are turning towards the use of this sort of therapy. I study with the American Association of Orthopedic Medicine. It's where I get all my training. They're all medical doctors, DOs and medical doctors that are doing this kind of work, and I've learned from the very best that teach these seminars and teach other doctors how to do it. But it is not a very avant-garde sort of treatment now. It was very much new age sort of thing 10, 15 years ago when I first got into it. Now it's absolutely mainstream and getting to be the treatment of choice unless the joint is a total disaster.
Yeah, because it's sensible. And if you can do it, it's an A treatment. I mean, you get better outcomes, bottom line. And it's also less expensive. I mean, it's a lot less money to get an injection than it is to get a knee.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, the risk factors that you're going through. With injections, there's a risk of infection, possibly. I've been doing it for over 15 years. I've never had an infection. I've never had a complication of any serious nature. Pain, generally, that's the worst. You know, people will say, oh, boy, that really got sore. Sometimes they don't say that. Sometimes they're really fine with it. But that's usually the worst thing I see. Now, you compare that with surgery, you know, you have anesthesia, you have risk. And as you correctly mentioned, the cost of a surgery is many, many times more than the cost of something like Prolo.
I had a patient get surgery a year and a half ago for a heart valve, and she never recovered correctly, and it turns out now she has ALS. And what happened was the anesthesia triggered the ALS. It was latent, it was ready to go. It probably at some point would have gone on its own, but it hastened it. Now, this is a patient who's 77, so she'd gone 10 years without ALS. She'd been basically coming home, you know, down the home stretch. And now it's a wreck. No, there's more risk to anesthesia than we even know. I mean, it can damage nerves and make people tired and generate chronic fatigue and sleep disorders and poor memory and the whole list of things. That's to be avoided whenever possible.
I agree with that too. I think that, you know, a reasonable person realizes that there are risk and benefit. You have to weigh whether or not the risk is if the benefit is worth the risk of any procedure. Prolo has very, very few risk, really. So most of the patients that I treat get between 50 to 80% improvement in their joint and their pain levels. Very, very few people get little to no improvement, and very few people get like 100%, oh my goodness, I'm 15 years old again kind of relief. It's not really reasonable to expect that, but it is reasonable to expect to get a joint that functions without aching and throbbing and pain, and you can walk normally or you can throw a baseball, those kind of common life things that you need to do.
So speaking of shots, I know Prolo is not the only technology to treat people with joint pain. What about cortisone shots? How is that different? How is it the same?
Well, cortisone's the antithesis, if you will, of Prolo.
Cortisone, exact opposite.
It is going to shut down the inflammation. It's going to, quite honestly, it damages tissues. It causes the lack of vascularization. It does everything that you don't want to do if you want to heal. If you want to stop the pain and get rid of the swelling, dynamite stuff. It works great because it shuts everything down. And as far as your body's concerned, when the chemical signals are gone, hey, I'm healed. And so you have very little pain.
But you're not.
You may still have a click in your knee.
Yeah.
But hey, it doesn't hurt. So, you know. Hey,
now it doesn't hurt. You wait 6 weeks and it's back again.
And with a vengeance. Oftentimes, you know, several years yep. down the road, the outcomes are showing that.
I know there's listeners right now that are going, that's exactly what happened to me. I got a cortisone shot. I felt fabulous. 6 weeks later, 4 weeks later, 8 weeks later, some amount of weeks later, the problem came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep, yep. Yep.
And then, like I said, there is the complication. The medical research is showing it now. These corticosteroids and drugs that do this marvelous job of getting rid of inflammation lead to tissue degeneration. Spinal steroid shots are being shown to start causing some tissue damage in the disc, things like that. So we're all looking at that and trying to figure out exactly what does it mean. You know, what's the best way to treat this? Something like back pain, disc problems, it's a very tough problem. Every branch of medicine, whether it's chiropractors, naturopaths, osteopaths, or medical doctors, we're all looking for the best way to treat our patients. Everybody has the best intentions, but steroids, I advise my friends to stay very far away from those.
Yeah, and me too. And the reason why is because I've watched what happens. It doesn't work. It works in the short run and not in the long run. I'm sorry, I'm too smart to recommend treatments like that. It's not the way to do it. What we want to do is get things healing, moving them in the right direction. Prolo is a tool we can use that. So is MSM. If there's a cartilage there, you can help rebuild that cartilage with MSM. You can use glucosamine. Chondroitin helps a little bit. There's some things that you can take. But the fact of the matter is if there isn't some sort of inflammatory drive, the healing is just minuscule. It just doesn't happen. We need to do something to help move that along, and Prolo is one of the things that we can use. By the way, it's just something I've just never known. Why is it called Prolo? Was there a doctor named Prolo? Or
no, Prolo stands for proliferation or proliferative therapy. So we're causing proliferation of tissues by using these solutions or stem cells and get the stem cell line to proliferate into other types of tissues. Maybe we could talk a little bit about stem cells.
Let's do that. Let's take a break. We'll talk about stem cells here in a moment. Don't you dare touch that dial. More Health Talk will be back in a moment.
Can you imagine some of the weird questions a doctor receives? Here are some examples that we've gotten. Is there a pill so I can have a girl? I want to find out about my son's yin and yang. I'm allergic to cats. I'm getting a cat. Can I get a vaccination for that? Unfortunately, we can't answer all of your questions, but we can sure answer most of them. So give us your best shot and submit your inquiries to acnm.marketing@gmail.com or send them to our Facebook page. The best questions get answered by Dr. Scott Looper right here on Health Talk Radio. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to the conversation here on Health Talk Radio, presented by the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Welcome back to Health Talk. We're talking with Dr. Bill McAfee. And I want to kind of summarize the conversation so far because it's really an interesting conversation. This is a paradigm shift. This is a point of view of the world that's shifting right here, and we're watching it happen in medicine. And the point of view is inflammation isn't bad. It is our friend. It is helpful. It fixes things. What we need to do is actually encourage it from time to time in particular spots that need inflammation. It's not like we need to shut it down. What we need to do is turn it on. This is not woo-woo medicine. This is not some fringe thought. This is mainstream, and it's a swell from one point of view to another.
That's correct. When I first got into chiropractic, that was one of the things that sort of attracted me into it. was the idea of trying to find and treat a cause. It's actually a motto of ours at the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, you know, find that cause. And now I used to feel that some of my medical colleagues were more interested in treating people as symptoms. If you came in with a cough, they suppress the cough. That's really changed now. They're really looking for, you know, the more. Why is a cough? Treat the reason that a person develops a cough, that sort of thing. And that's really what prolotherapy, proliferative, and regenerative medicine is all about. Get to the bottom of the cause of the joint pain. Don't pull the joint out of the body and replace it with a robot joint. You know, let the body heal it back to its normal functional state. And they're having some great success with it, and that kind of gets us back to the stem cell thing that we were going to talk about.
Yeah, tell us about stem cells.
So stem cells are present in everyone, you know, whether you're a newborn or whether you're a very aged adult. They decrease as they go along, and they lose some of their ability to change from one cell type to another. But a stem cell is basically the cells in our body that can become anything. They're undifferentiated as they start out from the bone marrow. When they get to a site under the chemical influence of that site, let's say they move to a muscle, they can become muscle fiber. They move into your eye. They can become whatever structure cell in the eye that they need to be. They are pluripotent. They can become anything. They're kind of like magic, you know. They're the dynamite healers in our body. And everything we do with regenerative medicine is directed towards getting those bad boys to come to the area and become something. That's what we really are trying to do. We can start that cascade with an irritating solution, which causes damage, which causes, you know, the cells to glue to the area, fibroblasts and different kinds of cell types. They all release different chemicals at different stages of this healing process, and eventually they send out the bugle alert, and here come the stem cells charging in to glue on to this mess and to differentiate into the type of tissue that you need to heal. If we can keep that wave of stem cells coming in, we're going to see that tissue thicken up, improve, and become normal tissue. It's important that you emphasize it's not scar tissue, and that's a different thing. You know, you're not getting a muscle with a really tight white band of scar tissue across it. It actually becomes muscle. It looks like a good normal muscle.
Okay, so here's another important point: is these stem cells are coming from people themselves. They are not injected into you. There's a lot of research in stem cell treatments. I've sent patients to get stem cell treatment, and I got to tell you, Dr. McAfee, I've been disappointed. I've not seen much benefit from actually getting the stem cell shot. I know that some people get a little bit better, but it's not been figured out. What's much better is for you to make, literally, to have your own stem cells be directed to the area. I've seen prolotherapy do much, much better work than going and spending $60,000 and getting these stem cell shots.
Yeah, like you said, it's accurate. You can have amniotic stem cells. They basically get the stem cells from placental tissue that's donated or wherever they get it from. You can get into the whole thing about embryos and that sort of stuff. Some embryos are fertilized in a test tube. They become blastocytes, you know, have 150, 200 cells, and they're not implanted in the mother.
We'll have the conversation here. We're actually right at the end of the show.
Oh.
The bottom line on this thing is they work better when the chemicals of inflammation are there saying, here's where the action is, here's where you need to do your thing, and there's a system, but when it falls into place, it's a cascade of beneficial things that'll go boom, 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 and you get functional tissue out of the end of it.
The point being, stem cells that are taken out of your own bone marrow or out of your abdominal fat and processed, those are your stem cells, and injected into a cell are best. Get in from amniotic, not so good.
So, Bill, thank you so much for doing the good work you do. You know, it's interesting. You're not just a chiropractor. You're a chiropractor on steroids.
Oh, no.
No, really, you are. You're head and shoulders above your average chiropractor. You really are well-trained, thoughtful, experienced. I mean, you're excellent. I'm really delighted that you're working with us at the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine. If people want to get in touch with you, all they need to do is call the clinic, 452-3600.
3600.
Great. Thank you, Bill, so much for being here and being here for our patients and helping people as much as you do.
I'd like to say that if they need more information, they can reach me at the clinic and have a free discussion with me about this topic anytime they want to. I'm available just about any time.
Excellent, excellent. I want to thank Mike Zuniga for putting the show together. I'll let you know this has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, Medical Director of the Alaska Center for Natural Medicine, where we find the why to your illness. We treat the cause. We help you to live the cure. Come see us.